Okay. Good evening, and thank you for joining us for this Trevi Group's third quarter results presentation. Joining me today here, we have Daniele Forti, Chief Financial Officer of Trevi Group, and Joseph Mastragostino, our Investor Relations Manager. As usual, we'll go through the slide presentation, starting on page three. So the first pages are the usual presentation of the group. So we'll go quickly through these pages and then to the key points. So on this slide, on slide page three, you appreciate four divisions and their respective first 9 months revenue figure. Starting with the Trevi, the division registered 431 million euro during the first 9 months of 2014, with a very good 22.5% increase. Drillmech came in at about 262 million euro. Solmec showed a strong sign of recovery with respect to last year and registered 188 million euro of revenue, or 21% increase. And Petraven registered 114 million euro, 15% increase compared to the previous year. Overall, the Trevi Group total revenue were 956 million euro for the first 9 months in 2015. Change slide 4 and 7, just a presentation and appreciate the clear description of our single division, Trevi, Soilmec, Drillmech, and Petraven. We will spend more time on this division later on. So we can move now on page 8 and 9 for the presentation with the geographical distribution for the foundation sector and the oil and gas sector. No major changes compared to the last presentation. In this slide, we show a new way of divisional reporting. Given the significant growth in our major business, we now report Trevi and Soilmec together in the foundation sector, and Drillmech and Petraven together, as we did already for the last two or three presentations. If you go on slide 11, and we'll go through the results and the key highlights. So here we are pleased to register a sound and more normalized quarter with performance gradually returning back to ordinary. In particular, we would like to emphasize that during the third quarter 15, we were able, as amply anticipated, to perform in line with the business. The result, in fact, showed that the event that characterized the first half result was to be considered more than a one-off and an exceptional item in terms of a contract-specific event. The financial for the quarter show healthy growth, and it's noticeable to point out that all of our four divisions were able to increase their revenue, and three out of four divisions averaged more than 20% growth in these 9 months. These are very encouraging numbers and show that our divisions are improving in terms of top line and that good prospect of growth are lined up even for the next quarter to come. And again, we will go more in details later on. Foundation division, for instance, grew more than 20%. And for that matter, we are confident that the last part of the year will demonstrate even greater growth as the volume of activity will increase even more. Marginality has gradually turned to normalized figure, and both EBITDA and EBIT are now at historical trend in absolute value. The backlog was very solid, in particular the order intake for the quarter again shows significant increases, with the overall portfolio increase of about 5%, and as you will later appreciate on the presentation, the divisional breakdown is very comforting, as Trevi division backlog alone has surpassed over 600 million euro for the quarter. So the figure here provides more than increased visibility of the long-term revenue here, and we have then secured contracts for more than 12 months, registering, I would say, another historical high with respect to the previous quarter. So on slide 12, major discussion point for this presentation. So we listed here that the global construction trend is very positive, with the 180 million euro on newly acquired contract in Trevi division mainly in the Middle East and North Africa. The core business backlog is sound at a very high level at 670 million euro between Trevi and Soilmec. Oil price, nevertheless, are still uncertain and driving CapEx cuts for many oil companies operators. What is also happening is a gradual delay in tendering project related to this industry. The visibility is reduced, but there are hot negotiation in the pipeline, and we will again let you know more in the coming slides. Shallow offshore markets show interesting opportunity, and we have registered strong interest in the areas such as the Far East, which is a new area of business for Drillmec, and the order portfolio in oil and gas stay resilient at euro 300 million and subject to increase in the short term. If you start now on the page 13, we'll go through division overlook one by one, starting with Trevi. Revenue increase, as we said, 22.5%, and very solid order backlog has been secured in this period. Very strong order intake in areas such as Middle East and North Africa. Increase in already long-term visibility. We registered the highest portfolio in the past consecutive quarters, four quarters, at 600 million euro. Many of these projects are related to infrastructure projects, public works. New contracts initiated in the first half are showing improving performance from quarter to quarter, and more is expected in the last quarter of this year. We have solid demand for marine, transportation, and metro work in several regions around the world. The reduction of oil prices could bring some delays on energy infrastructure-related projects, given the lack of investment, as we said. Also infrastructure sector improving and wider international reach. In private development building activities, especially in some area like U.S., are reaching strong momentum. We go on the other slide on 14, talking about Soilmec. We have a 21.3% of revenue increase with respect to the previous year. Notwithstanding the contraction in the Italian market, we have major market like U.S., Europe, U.K., France, and other countries in Europe performing very well. Quarterly order intake continued to register growth, 63 million euro in the third quarter 2015, 74 million euro in second quarter 2015, and again, up to 46 million euro in the fourth quarter 2014. It is true that we still don't have a satisfactory margin shown here in this nine-month results, but this is mainly due to the due course of optimization process that will show positive results starting again from next quarter. Expect the improvement of marginality in the fourth quarter and in the following quarter are expected for Soilmec. If you go on slide 15, going through the overlook of our Drillmec division. We said over 300 million euro backlog as September 30, 2015. Notwithstanding the current market condition, we were able to increase revenue by 5%, when actually most of our industry and company in our industry reported a reduced level of revenue by big figure, by 30%-40%. This is a big achievement for Soilmec to maintain and increase the level of revenue. Still competition in the market, given the uncertainty in the oil price, but we want to highlight that Drillmec is well-positioned with good opportunities in a niche market to improve the pipeline of contracts. Interesting projects secured in the Far East, we mentioned before. This is a new area of business for Drillmec. A long negotiation was a successful negotiation, so it will open the market even for more opportunities in the coming future. Recently acquired contracts embrace better and predictable payment terms and condition in the near future, means lowering working capital requirement. This is one of the major targets for DreamHack today. It looks like the secure contracts are in this direction. Rationalization of existing production sites, cost reduction is in progress, and particularly the emphasis on management and risk control that has been carried out with the new organization that started operating in Soilmec in the last 4 months. Partnership development in the medium to long-term strategic geographical area. If we go on to slide 16, talking about Petraven. Petraven was able to start in this quarter operation in Chile for a geothermal extraction service. And this is the highest and most extreme level condition, because we are talking about geothermal service drilling over 4,500 meters above the sea level. It's strong, extreme condition and proven technology in this condition, and the world record achieved at these altitudes. Again, a proof of the quality of the technology, DreamHack technology used by Petraven. Less number of rigs compared to the previous year currently operating due to the market condition. But we can see an improved scenario in the near future given the upcoming renewal of contracts. And we expect this level of activity to increase in the coming month. Marginality challenged by more uncertain environment. This is a matter of fact in this sector. Now I would like to pass the word to Daniele Forti, the CFO. Daniele.
Thank you, Stefano. For a matter of completeness and proper analysis, I would like to concentrate on the third quarter performance as it better resembles the actual trend of the group. Revenues came in at €355 million versus €274 million third quarter 2014. EBITDA came in at €33 million versus €32 million in the third quarter 2014. EBIT came in at €16 million versus €17 million in the third quarter 14. Net financial position at €533 million versus €583 million in the third quarter 14 before capital increase of €192.9 million. Third quarter performance signaled a plus 29% increase in terms of revenues versus the third quarter 2014. EBITDA grew 2% versus the same period last year. This is a great achievement given the current market conditions, and the more normalized margins have been secured for the quarter. For the 9 months, revenues came in at €956 million versus €832 million in the 9 months 2014. EBITDA came in at €-16 million versus €97 million 9 months 2014. EBIT came in at €-89 million versus €53 million in the 9 months 2014. Backlog came in at €1,117 million versus €1,061 million at the end of the 9 months 2014. The backlog grew solidly at plus 5.5% versus the same period last year. Net financial position improved 9% versus 9 months 2014, and that includes the capital increase of November the 14th. Aside from some numbers already mentioned, let's look at the financial highlights of the 9 months 2015. As already mentioned, the net profit was minus €131 million versus €13 million of last year. This is due to the large loss in Drillmech offshore contract, which had an impact on the P&L account of around €100 million at EBIT level in the second quarter. The capital employed in the 9 months 2015 was €1,087 million. Total equity €551 million. The net debt equity ratio came in at 0.97 times. Total employees at the end of the 9 months 2015 were 7,887. After having registered in the second quarter of the current year a heavy loss in the offshore installation of an oil drilling rig on a platform, Trevi Group was able to return almost to normal activity levels. Total revenues achieved, as you know, €355 million, and EBITDA was €32.8 million, and the operating result was almost €16 million. These margins are in line in absolute terms with those of the same quarter last year. Trevi Group had previously estimated to realize in the quarter even better margins. This has not been possible as competitive pressures remain in the oil and gas prices, and also given to the postponement of assignment of some new orders. In the foundation sector, a general positive scenario remains, with the volumes and margins improved if compared to the first half. However, there have been some specific issues in some countries in which the sector has carried out contracts. The company expects for the last quarter a significant increase in the volume of sales compared to the previous quarters, and revenues overall are expected to exceed €400 million in the fourth quarter. The forecast is supported by the backlog, which amounts at September the 30th to around €1,117.2 million, an increase of 5.3% over the same period last year, plus 1% compared to December 31st, 2014. Following on slide number 20, you can see the revenues by division before and after consolidation. Trevi Division registered €431 million, plus 22.5% versus the same period last year. Solmec €188.5 million, increasing 21.3%. As Stefano previously mentioned to you, this is an astounding result of which we are proud. Petraven had revenues of €114 million, increasing about 15% with respect to last year, and Drillmech €261.8 million, plus 5.1% versus last year. Let us say that given the current market conditions, the fact that Drillmech was able to increase its revenues is to be considered as a great accomplishment and worth of mention. So we can state that the level of activity in the core sector, foundations, that is Trevi plus Solmech, increased more than 22%, and the three divisions out of four posted gains in terms of sales of an average of 20%. The oil and gas sector accounted for the 9 months to almost 38%, while the core business accounted to more than 62%, which sounds good as per market conditions in the quarter. The backlog, as we mentioned previously, was euro 1,117.2 million euros, registering a 5% increase with respect to September the 30th of last year. On the right, we provide a split by division, and looking at the Trevi division, its backlog accounted for 55% of total backlog. The first time Trevi division reaches more than half of total backlog, and given to market conditions, this is a good sign. Petraven accounts for 13%, Drillmec 27%, and Solmec 5%. A 300 million euros hard backlog for Drillmec means good visibility for 9 months. More orders at present are under negotiations. As anticipated on September the 4th, during our presentation of the first half results, the net financial position at the end of the 9 months increased to euro 532.8 million euros, with a free cash flow of euro minus 116.5 million. Substantially, there has been an increase in working capital, which has destroyed the increase or the decrease of working capital registered in the first 9 months of 6 months of the current year. Again, this net debt figure has improved if compared to September the 14th. At year-end, it is expected to go down to around 465 million euros. Let us talk about equity and net financial position. It must be pointed out that the total equity figure accounted to 550.6 million euros includes the share capital increase completed in the month of November last year. Trevi Group financial conditions appear fair. Debt equity ratio is one time, and 80% of financial debts are at long term, with substantial lines of credit not utilized, both at long and short term, and cash available. Equity pertaining to the group is 538 million euros. In terms of the foundation sector, Trevi plus Solmec, the revenues generated were euro 608.1 million euros in the 9 months. The EBITDA margin was equal to 9.7%, and the EBIT margin came in at 3.2%, which sounds not satisfactory. Additional provision of 6 million apart. An improvement is expected in the last quarter, as mentioned. In the pie chart, you can see distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 14%, the USA and Canada 17%, Africa 19%, and the Middle East and Asia 28%. In terms of the oil and gas sector, Drillmec plus Petraven recorded euro 374.3 million euros in the 9 months. The EBITDA margin was equal to minus 20.2% due to the loss in the job already mentioned, and the EBIT margin came in at minus 29.1%. The reasons for such poor marginality have been amply discussed during the first half 2015 conference call. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 42%, the USA and Canada 1%, Europe 7%, and the Middle East and Asia 31%. Following on slide 27 is the breakdown per geographical area. As you can see on the right, Africa generated €170 million in the 9 months, registering an increase with respect to the same period last year. The main player was the Middle East, which performed very well with €279 million versus €209 million of last year. In the area, a high degree of business has been brought forward both in the construction, residential and commercial buildings. I would like to pass the word again to Stefano Trevisani. Thank you.
Thanks, Daniele. We continue on page 28 with some guidance. As you know, here we released some guidance in July. Now we are updating the company guidance for 2015 expected results. As mentioned, we have registered a positive third quarter in terms of result, but the one-off events mentioned during the first half of 15 result, of course, has a strongly hindered performance. And as a matter of fact, today we're giving as a guidelines revenue in the range of 1.3 billion, higher than 1.3 billion, EBIT the range of -65 to -70 million, and the net financial position around €465 million. Looking at the difference with the previous guidance released in July, we have to highlight that this result is, of course, mainly due, apart from the bad results of the work in mentioning before that has affected this heavy loss in this period, but is also mainly due to a not satisfactory first half and mainly in delays in closing DIRMEC contracts related to the fourth quarter. We did expect to close this negotiation in this period. Market conditions have affected the delay closing date and that delayed the closing date. So we expect this DIRMEC contract not to be signed in the fourth quarter 2015. Going on page 29 and 41, quickly going through some of the major projects related to Trevi Group activity worldwide, starting with the projects in Dubai, one of the major piling projects in Jumeirah Beach. This is a building construction for very important clients in the Emirates. Again, activities in the Middle East with a technology called dynamic compaction, which is a technology to improve ground condition for infrastructure or for residential projects. We then jump into the Far East. We don't talk a lot about the Far East, but we have a historical presence in Far East, in Hong Kong, in the Philippines. In this case, we are looking at the project, one of the major infrastructure projects in the Philippines for Trevi Philippines. Again, back to Middle East, this large 37-kilometer bridge under construction in Kuwait City. So this, the project is well progressing in this period. Again, another example of Trevi activity, North America in Boston. This is the tallest building under construction today in downtown Boston, where the company headquarters is located. Some example of Solmec new generation piling rigs. These are the core business for Solmec in this segment, which is market leader in many, many countries worldwide. Again, example of Solmec technologies and equipments, Hydromill, and working in Colombia in this case, and a new soil crane for heavy foundation application in Canada job site. Talking about Drillmaker, HH300 drilling, this is for geothermal services. One of the geothermal application for Drillmaker, we have seen a rising activity in these sectors in several parts again of the world. Orders for conventional rigs, we mentioned before this conventional type of rigs. This is the type of contracts Drillmaker is looking at today, and there are opportunities in several area for this type of contract packages for important amounts. Again, mentioning Chile application, here are hydraulic rigs operating at extreme altitude. We are talking about the project for Petrobras. In this case, it's about $400 million projects we are carrying out in a joint venture with Enel Green Power for this important geothermal investment in Chile mountains. We can now proceed with the question and answer. Joseph, please.
Thank you, Stefano. So, go over some of the questions that we received. In particular, analysts are asking, what are the reasons explaining losses in the oil and gas division? Is there still an impact from the problematic contract dampening the second quarter 15 performance? We would like to take the chance here to clarify that there are no pending items with regard to the offshore contract that was amply mentioned and explained during the first H15 conference call. In particular, when we're looking at oil and gas division margins, it must be said that while the head office, in particular we're looking at the Piacenza and Italy operations, have registered a decent and good margin, at a subsidiary level, the profitability was still challenging. In particular, the restructuring phase is in process, and I think Stefano mentioned this very deeply throughout the entire presentation, and fixed costs, for that matter, were not covered by margins. So, unfortunately, this is a process that we're in the process of completing, but it will take some time. But again, as we mentioned earlier, the backlog is supporting us and is supporting us for, headed growth in the next quarters to come. Was another question that's regarding the NFP. What should trigger the decrease in net financial position projected by your 2015 guidance? So we have set out a guidance on the net financial position for the year. It's updated. And at the current stage, we're confident that during the next couple of weeks, we will receive payments from some of our clients. So for us, that $465 million is achievable as of now. Another question is regarding EBITDA margin in the construction business and how it has significantly grown in the third quarter. Is this something that will also happen and concur in the fourth quarter? So the improvement of the construction business is scheduled to improve even more during the fourth quarter. As Dr. Forti was saying, the margins are not satisfactory for us. I mean, they did improve in the third quarter, but there is still more room for improvement. For that matter, contracts that were acquired during the beginning of the year will show greater marginality, of course, in the latter part, in particular in the fourth quarter. So the answer is yes, we will see margins increase more considerably in the fourth quarter of the year. Now, that's it.
Okay, thanks, Joseph. We go to conclusions by saying that in this, of course, disappointing here, we hope you can appreciate the significant improvement of this quarter results. Mentioned earlier, the rationalization and the process reorganizations, it's in due course, and we are addressing in a timely manner most of the concerns that are related to the first half results. As usually happens when a major negative event hit the company, a major restructuring in the risk management process then take place, and this is what actually happened in Drillmaker and also in the other division in Trevi Group. Operations at all levels are strongly being monitored in order to have an improvement assessment of the economic condition of projects in all divisions. So the improved backlog gives us a considerable leeway in terms of project execution and provide us with a longer than average visibility on future business. Oil gas market is witnessing a strong reduction on the average investment, but yet we were able to increase the top line considerably. The margins are still an issue, but we believe that we are in the right direction to bring stability to this division, particularly due to the fact that Dreamec is a highly specialized provider, technology provider, in a niche market, and we will leverage Dreamec positioning the market to improve profitability. There is still work that needs to be done, but yet the process is moving forward. The end of the year and therefore the fourth quarter, we show even greater growth, so we are confident that the group will soon be able to express much better profitability index than the current ones. So thank you for the time, and have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.